It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
It's November, and that means winter squash time. Pumpkins and winter squashes like the butternut and acorn varieties are both of the gourd family and can be used interchangeably in most cases. I love the flavor of the sweet meat of butternut squash. It's my favorite of the winter squashes. I use it in soups, salads, and dishes like risotto. Risotto sounds complicated, but it's actually very easy to make. All it takes is a little patience to wait for the rice to absorb the liquid. Once you start cooking, it does require a fair amount of attention, but it doesn't take more than 30 minutes to make. The first step is to roast the butternut squash until tender. When making risotto, it is important to have everything ready before you start cooking. Risotto waits for no one and is perfect the second it is done. I measure, chop, and gather all the ingredients and have them in bowls beside the stovetop, ready to go while the squash is roasting. This includes warming the stock in a sauce pot. I also have my trusty wooden stirring spoon within reach. Patience is key. Stir in the simmering stock only about 1/2 cup at a time. Wait until the stock is almost completely absorbed before adding the next ladleful. The gradual addition of liquid is the trick to making a good risotto. Be patient. I guarantee it'll be worth the wait. The risotto is done when the rice is tender, but still firm. This is the basic recipe for making risotto. Once you've mastered the simple recipe, you can make any flavor combination you are craving. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon appetit!
The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, a design studio for the kitchen, bath, and home, specializing in fine custom cabinetry and premium appliances for 50 years. KitchensUnlimited.net. Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for The Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at commercialappeal.com.